CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Crews are fighting a massive wildfire in Oroville in Northern California. That's about 70 miles north of Sacramento. CBS's Elise Preston is there. She says thousands of residents have fled the flames.
Intense flames, fanned by strong winds, bone-dry brush, and extreme heat, exploded to more than 3,500 acres overnight. The trail of destruction includes cars, homes, and structures. About 28,000 people were forced to flee.
And we had giant embers dropping on the driveway, and I said, okay, we got to go.
And Hurricane Beryl has left a trail of destruction in Jamaica. The prime minister has declared the entire island a disaster area. The storm is now has a bead now on the Cayman Islands. It's going to be a sweltering 4th of July from coast to coast and border to border, says CBS News New York meteorologist Lonnie Quinn.
We have heat advisors that extend anywhere from California, almost a continuous line, to Washington, D.C. And if you look at some of the numbers, biggest number on the board for your 4th is going to be 102 in El Paso, 113 in Phoenix. Friday, 120 degrees in Palm Springs.
President Biden's awarded the Medal of Honor to two U.S. Army soldiers who served in the Civil War.
It's a long time in coming.
The president is talking about Private Philip Shadrach and Private George Wilson, two Union soldiers who dressed as civilians on April 12, 1862, hijacked a train behind enemy lines, and drove 87 miles, destroying infrastructure along the way. Every member of that mission received the Medal of Honor, except Shadrach and Wilson.
Today, you right that wrong.
As their descendants accepted the Medal of Honor in an emotional ceremony, Biden said the values the soldiers fought for are still worth fighting for today. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Mr. Biden met at the White House last night with some concerned Democratic governors, among them Minnesota's Tim Walz.
Had a great conversation with the president. Obviously, We, like many Americans, we're worried. We're worried because of the threat of a Trump presidency is not theoretical for governors. We've served when Donald Trump was president, and the threats to our nation were real.
The governors say they're standing by the president, even as pressure grows on Biden among some Democrats in the House to step aside. 4th of July fireworks can be traumatic for dogs and cats. Richmond, Virginia veterinarian Jocelyn Torrance has some advice to help them get through it.
Definitely important to talk to, for people to talk to their primary vet ahead of time to try to get medications to have on hand for when that event does occur, and then giving them a few hours before we expect the fireworks.
She says it's best to just keep pets inside as much as possible during the fireworks. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-205-5350. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-205-5350. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-205-5350.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
So just who invented the Caesar salad?
Chop up the anchovies and the garlic together.
Long before Gordon Ramsay came along, an Italian immigrant named Caesar Cardini is said to have whipped up the very first Caesar salad at his restaurant on a steamy night in Tijuana, Mexico. In the middle of the dining room on July 4th, 1924, he tossed whole romaine leaves and whipped up a dressing of garlic-flavored oil, Worcestershire sauce, lemon, eggs, and parm. Voila, a salad was born. Today, about 35% of U.S. restaurants offer some version of Mr. Cardini's salad on their menus. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
LeBron James is coming back for a record-tying 22nd season in the NBA. During that season, the league's all-time scoring leader could share the floor with his son, Bronny, as teammates with the Los Angeles Lakers. James has reportedly agreed to a 2-year contract to remain with the team. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Here in the overnight, upper 60s by daybreak, a partly cloudy sky and a light west wind. For the 4th, mostly sunny, highs near 80 degrees. For Thursday night, showers and storms will wait until after fireworks are done. It's 75 at our studios.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one-night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. Each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made?
Radio Park to Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not her trace put out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I got
negative's pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer. Yeah, 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 yeah. Said I'm a believer. Yeah,
I'm a believer.
Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please?
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down for 400 years. There's so much I wanna do. I've got love enough for two.
That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang.
All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down. Working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away. Then you hear somebody say,
that's the sound of the men working on the chain.
Not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy, and today's work money word is fiduciary. Well, fiduciary is a mega important term that you got to know when it comes to getting professional financial advice. In the world of money, you want someone committed to the fiduciary standard because those folks are legally obligated to act in your best interest only. I mean, every other broker or advisor or banker who has not specifically committed to the fiduciary standard and told you that that's what they're doing. Those folks don't have that obligation. They could be selling you products or encouraging you to invest in things or put your money in places that end up helping their wallet even more than yours. So simply put, anytime that you are hiring a financial advisor, ask them if they uphold the fiduciary standard. For me and mine, fiduciary advisors are the only ones I'm trusting my money to. That was your Work Money Minute. For more, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. We can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. For more information, please visit wisvets.com. That's wisvets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I started a joke, which started the whole world crying, but I didn't see that the joke was on me. Oh no, I started to cry, which started the whole world laughing. Oh, if I'd only seen that the joke was on me. The skies running my hands. I had from things that I said, till I finally died, which started the whole world living. Oh, if I'd only seen that the joke was on me.
Pasadena.
Say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Chance now.
Come on, baby, do the locomotion.
I can do about it.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Oh, my love, darling, I've hungered for your touch along lonely time. Time. say to the open arms of the sea. Wait for me, wait for me. I'll be coming home. Wait for me.
Shining day.
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Thank you. friends and we'll all go into town.
Running away with me. It was just cross my imagination
once again.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. In parts of El Dorado County, east of Sacramento, California,